Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 16th. The grains closed sharply higher for the most part. July corn up 28 and a quarter cents at 809 and a half. July wheat limit up 1247 and a half. And July beans up a dime at 1656. July, except Kansas City wheat was limit up as well. Chicago was limit up in September and the July contracts. The beans were a little bit mixed with the meal up 430 and the oil down 80 ticks. Theoretically, we should have been about a penny higher in beans. They closed 10 higher, mainly off the strength in the wheat. Obviously, the wheat closed limit up because of the Indian announcement. I'm still having trouble believing it. When Egypt buys 500,000 metric tons of wheat from India after the announcements, you got to wonder what's going on. But the market certainly took it as bullish here. We traded on and off limit for the first couple hours, but then we locked limit up, and that was it. The heat wave does continue in India, but the French wheat certainly had some good rains, so that may take some of the fears out of the market a little bit here. The NOPA crush came in at 169.8. They were looking for 172.4, so that was disappointing. We'll get crop progress tonight. We still should be well behind on corn and beans, but we'll just see how much the American farmer got done here in the last week. It should be significant, but not enough to get us anywhere near the averages, but we'll see. Overall, you know, maybe a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. Maybe the wheat opens 10 to 20 higher, maybe even more. Who knows? We've got resistance at contract high at 1278 and a half, I think it is. So there's resistance up there. That'll drag corn and beans higher initially if it happens. And then I think maybe we sell off a little bit out here. I think we've stretched this thing a little bit too far here. The rumors still persist about farmers switching soybean acres to corn. So I'm just not sure that December corn is going to be able to keep up here in the longer run. But obviously good closes. You know, we were supposed to have rain yesterday and Saturday. And here in Illinois, we got very little rain, just a drizzle, just enough to, you know, keep the dust down. We're cloudy here today, but there's not much rain forecast. Looking ahead on the forecast for Illinois here, we've got a chance of rain Wednesday, and then again on Friday. Temperatures range between 65 and 80 for the week. But, you know, we'll get some progress done, but maybe not as much as we'd like to see. Let's take a quick look at the Kansas forecast. Kansas, 80s, 190 degree day in there. No rain in the forecast except for this Tuesday. Tomorrow, they're looking for a 50% chance of rain, and a week from today, a 40% chance of rain. But certainly not nearly enough for what they need out there. The Kansas Wheat Tour starts tomorrow, so we'll see what that comes up with. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.